We have two readings this morning. First reading is from Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. That's found on page 1033 in the Bibles. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace amongst those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Our second reading is in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. That's on page 1193. 1193. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19, verse 15. "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." This is the word of the Lord.
Hannah, thank you very much for reading for us, and a very, very Merry Christmas to one and all. It is lovely to see us all here together as we celebrate today. And for a few short moments, what I want to do is remind us why we're meeting at all. Did anyone think that as they were walking here, as they were driving into St. John's, did we stop to ponder why we celebrate Jesus' birth at all? Everyone, I think, is in danger of jumping to conclusions. So we might see a big pile of rubbish like this. Anyone already got a pile like that in their house? And we shove everything in the bin, we think it's worthless, and we don't realise there's a valuable present still buried at the bottom of that, and we have to root through the rubbish afterwards. Or we might see a delicious mince pie, something a little like this, and we bite in, not realising it's been made with actual meat. Anyone had a mince pie made with actual meat in? No, no. We bite in and discover it is disgusting. It could be we have jumped to the wrong conclusion about Christmas. Is Christmas all about giving? Well, actually, as we've been saying here over the last few weeks, it is fundamentally all about getting. Or if you want to sound slightly less greedy, it is all about receiving. We've been thinking here about the why of Christmas. Why did Jesus come? And this morning I have three R's for us. Three R's. John, don't worry, it's not reading, writing, and arithmetic. It is not reduce, reuse, recycle. It is ruler, rescuer, and response. Ruler, rescuer and response. And we're looking at that one verse from the Bible we've just had read out, written by the Apostle Paul. It comes in a letter he writes to his colleague Timothy. And here again is what he says. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. And so to begin with, we're thinking about the fact of Christmas. The fact of Christmas, God's ruler has come. Now, do you remember our verse, our Bible verse says, Christ Jesus came into the world. God's king, God's ruler came down. You see, Christ means God's chosen, his forever king. It means God's ruler over all people for all time. So Jesus is God's representative on earth. He's the one in complete control over all things. He alone has the right to tell us what to do. And just to help us see why this is such a good thing, we're going to play a quick game. It is a very simple game. It is a game called Jono Says. Jono, why don't we invite you up here? You're not going to have to do anything, but just so we know who Jono is, Jono Says. So if, I was going to invite the children up front, but maybe we can all play if we are feeling kind of physically able-bodied enough to do so this morning. Okay, it is very simple. If Jono says it, we do it. So Jono says, stand up. There we go. If you can. Jono says, sit down. Jono says, put your hand up. Okay, put your hand down. I thought it would be harder than that. Jono says, put your hand down. Okay. Jono says, pick your nose. Okay, stop. Okay, Jono says stop. Okay, I think it's enough of that game. Well done, Jono. Thank you very much. Now Jono has some authority. But Jono can't tell everyone everywhere what to do, can he? But Jesus can, because he's the Christ. He is God's forever ruler. And Jesus' rule is always good. If Jono were king, or if I were king, or if any of us were the ruler, well, we'd get things wrong. Sometimes we'd make mistakes. And sometimes we would just be plain selfish. But Jesus' rule isn't self-serving. It's all for our good. His rule is perfect. And Christmas reminds us that Christ Jesus came into the world. You see, who came at Christmas? Well, it was Jesus, the King, God's ruler, has come. And in a bit, we're going to think why the ruler has come. Earlier, we were thinking about the fact of Christmas. God's ruler has come. Christ Jesus came into the world. But maybe we can remember how that sentence carried on. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost, says Paul. So we've had the fact of Christmas, but now it is the impact of Christmas. God's rescuer saves sinners. You see, Jesus didn't come to kick off Christmas. He didn't come to start a new religion. He didn't come to bring good morals. He didn't come just to be a good example. He came to save sinners. And he came to save, not just to give a leg up, not a helping hand, but to save. But perhaps we don't think we need saving. So I've got a quick quiz for us. Again, it is very simple. I'm aware some of us may have just got up. We just need to match up what we would choose in each situation. So I've got three options for us here. We've got a fire extinguisher. In fact, Paul, you're going to come and give me a hand. Hold these up. There we go. Nate, why don't you hold up a bottle of water? And Zach, you can hold this up for me. There we go. Okay. There we go. So, first of all, what's happened? We have gone on a Christmas cruise. I know some of us gone on cruises, but it has not ended well. Okay, Christmas cruise. Anyone going for the water? No. Is everyone going for the ring? Anyone not going for the ring? That's it. Okay, Sophie, okay. You should go for the ring. Okay, the ring's right on. Okay, Christmas cruise gone badly. Next, what's happened? Someone has put real candles on the Christmas tree. They've gone for the authentic look for Instagram. They put real candles on the Christmas tree. It ended badly. Which one are we going for? Should we check if it works? It does work. There we go. Final one. What has happened? We didn't set up any fire alarms. It's ideal. Told you not to worry, Phil. No. There's been a drought, or Southeast Water have had yet another leak. What are we going for? It is the water, isn't it? Brilliant. Thank you, boys. You can take those off. John, I'll give you that. Trust you not to let it off. There we go. We need saving if we're in one of those situations. And the Bible says we need saving not from any natural disaster, but actually from our sin. Now, we like to think of a sinner as someone who's just that bit worse than us, someone who lies and cheats and steals. But the Bible says sin is an attitude problem. It's a refusal to submit to Jesus as God's ruler. And we say it's my life, my rules, I'll live it my way. Jesus gives us every good thing we enjoy, but we don't stop to thank him. In fact, we ignore him and sideline him. And the problem is we can't treat him that way and get away with it. God is right to be angry at our rebellion against him, and there's no way round his judgment. God will judge rebels, and that includes us. And ignorance is no guarantee of innocence. But do you remember the great news of Christmas is Christ Jesus came to save sinners. He saved by going to the cross and taking the punishment our sin deserves. And even the worst of sinners can be saved by Jesus. Just the other day, I read a great parenting tip about how to get through Christmas Day. Children should probably put their fingers in their ears at this point. Make sure you don't listen. That's going to guarantee they're going to listen. Someone wrote online, find some empty cardboard boxes and wrap them up to look like presents and then put them under the tree. And then every time one of the children misbehaves, throw one on the fire. To which someone replied online, what do you do when you run out of children? Now that is funny because the idea of throwing a child on a fire is so ridiculous. It's so preposterous. It would never happen. But Christmas reminds us God sent his own son into the world to die for people like you and me. And Jesus came into the world to save sinners by taking our place. There's a lovely little scene in Home Alone. I hope I'm not going to ruin this film for us. It's old enough. We all should have watched it by now. There's a scene in a church building where old man Marley comes and sits next to Kevin. Marley, the old man, says, have you been good this year? Kevin replies, I think so. You swear to it? No. Yeah, well, this is the place to be if you're feeling bad about yourself. Kevin, it is? I think so. Jesus came to save those who know they need saving. They know they're not good enough for God. We are what the Bible calls sinners. But it begs the question of how we respond. And we'll think about that after our next songs. Well, so far, we've had the fact of Christmas, God's ruler has come. We've had the impact of Christmas, God's rescuer saves sinners. But you know what's coming next, don't we? We need to ask the question, how should we react to Christmas? And we discover there is a required response. Again, perhaps we remember our sentence. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. God's ruler has come to rescue, so we need to receive it. Now, I think here, children receiving presents at Christmas is a brilliant picture, a wonderful example of how we receive this gift. Children don't need to be told twice, do they? In fact, often, maybe it's just my own children, they don't need to be told once, even. And I thought we'd have a little experiment. We'll see if this works. So could I have a handful of children, some volunteers? Brilliant. Yep. This is going to end well, I hope. Yes, brilliant, brilliant. Just come down here. Come down here. Brilliant. You can start. Just start at the front. Anyone else? Any more for any more? This could turn out well for you. Could turn out. Yes, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Excellent. Brilliant. A little gaggle here. Okay. So I just want you to start walking down the middle of the church, down the aisle, and until you hear something from me, okay? So just walk slowly down the middle of the aisle, slowly down the middle of the aisle, slowly, that's not slowly. Okay, now I call out, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. If you come back to me, you can have some chocolate. This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. If you turn around and come back to me, you can have some chocolate. This is the experiment. You had me worried for a moment. There we go. You can take one. Ooh, there we go. Take one. You can grab a seat. Well done. Thank you for being compliant. There we go. Suddenly more children are appearing. There we go. We don't want you to miss out. There we go. Just one. There we go. I need some later for another illustration. Well done. I think they all got some. You see, they show they've heard and they show they've understood by turning around, coming back and receiving the gift, receiving the chocolate. It's what the Bible calls repentance. And so there are only two possible responses, aren't there? We can repent, turn around and receive Jesus as our ruler and rescuer, or we can refuse him. We could carry on just as we are, a bit like this. I think one of my children's going to help me. So it could be that we carry on a bit like this. So the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. If you come back to me, you can have some chocolate. The saying is trustworthy, deserving of full acceptance. If you come back to me, you can have some chocolate. I told him all he had to do was ignore me, and I thought he could do that quite well. But like many grown-ups, like many of us, we can be too preoccupied, too busy, too stressed perhaps, to listen. Or we think we already know what God is offering. But you notice this is a message for all. It is a reliable message. It's sure. We can bank our all on it. Will we repent and surrender to our ruler? Will we receive? Will we accept his rescue? Or will we refuse, just ignoring the message? We can't sit on the fence when it comes to Christmas. If Jesus is God's ruler and God's appointed rescuer, then we must respond. It's required. And the right way to respond is to trust, to fully accept it, to believe the fact that Jesus, God's King, came to earth that first Christmas to save sinners, to save people like me and like you. And fully accepting it doesn't mean giving Jesus a nod just once or twice a year at Christmas and Easter. It means submitting to Jesus as King, not just of the whole universe, but of our lives as well. Fully accepting him as my ruler and my rescuer. That is what Christmas tells us. We need to turn from living for ourselves and receive God's rescue through Jesus' death on the cross. Well, as we look forward to the rest of today, I hope it is a great Christmas filled with loads of fun, mountains of food, brilliant presents. But let us not miss out on the real meaning, why we are here at all. Let us look to Jesus and trust in him. Let's pray together. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. Father God, thank you so much that Jesus is the Christ. He is your forever ruler, and that his rule is perfect and good. And thank you that he came into the world to save sinners. Thank you that he is the rescuer each one of us needs. And we pray that we would respond by trusting this message, fully accepting it, and receiving the gift of your Son. In his name we pray. Amen.